Welcome to the Like Podcast.
This is Maria
and Yvonne. It's our first episode, so bear with us.
Be ready.
Be ready. Okay, so this is why we're called the Like Podcast. You will notice that me and Maria say like.
To explain everything.
Yeah, like it's really bad.
Every sentence will just be like, you know, like, exactly, that's like what. Just, so, you're just gonna have a great time here.
Yeah, guys, I like. Hope you'll like it. This is just like a little project that me and Maria decided to do, so.
So, for our first episode, we kind of just wanted to start talking about how we met.
Oh my god, it's like we're like a relationship, like a couple. Yeah. How we met, okay. So, we both live, well, I live in Toronto.
Oh, and I'm from Milton.
But we both go to Ryerson University.
And yeah, so, okay, I'll just start it. It was kind of like the first week of university.
Yeah. Oh, wait, let's see how, okay, this was first year and we're going into fourth year right now.
Yeah, so this was like three years ago.
Yes, like 3 years ago.
And, yeah, we met like the first few days because of a mutual friend.
Yeah.
It was like this guy that I met, Jerome Frosch. And then he knew Yvonne from high school.
High school. Yeah. Like since like elementary school, we went to the same high school, then university. Then this was at the SLC. This is where like a lot of kids just like
go. So we're actually from Toronto, Canada. Yeah. And the SLC is like a student learning center where student, like, you can just go to study. So it was kind of like our first year and we were just exploring. And then that's where we, like, bumped into each other from that mutual friend.
And then we, like, clicked. Like, it was crazy. Right?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that?
Yeah, the first day we, like, clicked, and then just after that.
Yeah, we
I think we had some classes together.
We did have some classes because we're both in BM, which is business management at Ryerson. So we did take a lot of classes together. And then we just got really close.
Yeah, and then we just started doing the same major.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then 3 years later,
we're still really close. Besties. We're like, we're closer than what we were before.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she went to Singapore. And then when she came back, because she went to Singapore for international exchange. And then when she came back, we just got super, super close.
Yeah, so yeah. I was there for, like, 6 months, and then
I was just chilling in Toronto, guys. Like, it was really sad. I was, like, alone. But, yeah. No, we always talk about how, like, if Maria lived in Toronto, our lives would be so different. Because right now, I'm, like, a little lonely.
Yeah, so I live in the suburbs, and it takes me an hour to commute.
Yeah, how much is it? It's, like, $12, right?
It's
like when I go, because I don't have like that like discount thing. Whenever I come, it's like $12. Did you know that?
Oh yeah, you don't have this, but the discount is only like $2 or like,
yeah, but it's just crazy. It's not, guys, that much.
I think it's like around maybe like $18 every day. Well, not every day, but mostly every day.
Yeah, every time you just come.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? Wow. It's crazy. But yeah, no, if we lived together, it would be so wild.
Yeah, the thing is, it's so expensive.
Yeah, it is.
To live downtown.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure when that would happen.
In our dreams, girl. Like, it's dreams. Okay. But yeah,
when
guys,
I get a job.
Yeah. So, right now, I'm 20, turning 21. Maria just turned 21, May.
Yeah, May. I just turned 21.
And we're just living life right now, right? Like, we're trying to, like, figure out what we want to do.
Yeah. So, that's why we kind of started this.
Yeah, we were just like, let's do something, let's explore our options.
But so, yeah, we're just kind of in the hunt for, like, jobs and stuff, but
yeah. We both, okay, you were at Superstore, right?
Yeah.
I'm Loblaws, I was at Loblaws as, like, bakery. I wasn't a baker, but I was, like, bakery, and you were cash, right?
Yeah, I worked at Superstore. So it's like a grocery store chain.
Yeah.
In Canada.
Yeah, Loblaws is like the, what, the...
Loblaws is the owner or something?
Oh, Loblaws is like the
boss. Loblaws is like the dad of Superstore. It's like both the dad and the mom of Superstore.
Oh, I didn't know that. That Superstore was like.
And I haven't. I like.
Haven't oh, the gone. Parents' store. That's what it's called.
Yeah, right? The parents'
store. Not the dad's store. The parents' store.
Yeah.
The dad's store is like Home Depot or whatever.
But continue. I like, don't even know.
Okay, but yeah.
So yeah, I haven't actually gone back in there for. Since I came back from exchange. Yeah.
But I'm trying to get like a job. Okay, guys.
Oh,
speaking
so
about actually, Ryerson.
We're actually just. Doing this at the SLC right now.
Yeah. We're just, like, chilling. We booked a room. And, like, we're inside a room where people can see inside.
Yeah, so sometimes people walk in and they just look at us.
Yeah. But that's okay, because we're doing this on a budget. You should see our setup right now. It's really bad.
Oh, if you could see. So we're kind of filming right now for those that aren't watching us or... on our kind of like YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So we would like what you see behind us is just a bunch of McDonald's.
We should take a picture. Okay, it's just really bad. It's like our both of our bags, a jean jacket. And then this is our tripod.
We don't really have a
yeah, it's actually really bad.
Tripod. So you know, we're kind of just using all the resources we have. So but yeah, like back to the Superstore thing, I like don't ever walk in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, guys, whenever I visit Maria and Milton and, like, we need to buy something, like, cookies or whatever,
like... Oh, sit in the car.
Maria's like, okay, and this is, like, I'll be right here.
And this is only because, like...
You just don't want a confrontation. Yeah. Like, seeing your old coworker.
Yeah, so when I left, like, to go to Singapore, it's not because of that. It's because I don't want to see my manager.
Then they don't know.
Yeah, I never told them I was back, so when I went to Singapore, I took a leave, and then when I came back, I, like, kind of didn't want to work yet.
Yeah.
So, I took kind of, like, a break. So, from June, I got back in June, and I, like, didn't really want to work, and then I was starting school, so I was like, okay, I'm just going to focus on school, so I'm not going to work. And then on, then it just kind of became a thing where, like, I just never went back to work. So every time I go in, I'm like, I don't want them to see them because I don't know if I'm still on the leave. They, like, never tried to contact me, like, to see when I was coming back.
Oh, they probably, like, assumed
that I couldn't quit.
But you didn't say you quit.
Yeah, I never said I quit.
So you still work for them, basically.
I think so.
Unless they, like, I actually don't even know. The system.
Yeah, I really don't know. I feel like by now they would have removed me, but...
When did you go to Singapore again? When was that?
2018, June. I mean, what am I saying? January.
Oh my god, so it's been more than a year.
Yeah, it's been more than a year.
Oh my gosh. Guys,
And then, like, okay, so, you know when you're on Facebook and you get the recommended list? Okay. Of friends?
Maria goes on Facebook. I don't go.
Oh, yeah. But okay, yeah. I just go on that all the time. Okay, so on Facebook, you have, like, a recommended list.
Okay.
So I actually saw my old coworker on it, and I was just like, oh, so I kind of, like, stalked her a bit. And I saw that she got married.
What? Oh, wait, I think you told me that.
Okay, no, this is another one.
What if she, like,
no,
misses?
This is another one.
What if she hears this? Hey, girl.
Yeah, no, this is another one. So I saw that she got married to this guy who I think also worked there when I was there.
Okay.
And she got pregnant with twins. Twin girls, yeah.
Whoa. Wait, would you want to have twins?
I honestly thought about it when I saw that photo. I was like, would I ever want to have...
Guys, I had this phase where I really wanted twins. I don't know.
I feel like I kind of would.
Crazy.
Yeah, because it's really probably really hard taking care of, like, two children.
Yeah. Imagine triplets. Whoa.
I don't know how women can do that.
There's, like, that...
Like, having birth three times.
Oh, my God. That's too much. I can't. Do you know K plus 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it used to be John, guys. It used to be John and K plus 8. Then it became K plus 8. Guess what it is now?
Wait, there's a new version now?
It's called Kate plus Date because they're trying to look for, like, a man for their mom.
Stop.
Yeah, and they're, like, her kids are, like, so mad.
Wait, and they made that a show?
Yeah, it's called Kate plus Date.
And it's just her dating?
They're, like, they do, like, those online quizzes. Like, what are you looking for in a guy? Like, stuff like that.
Wait, she does online quizzes.
like, or online, like, dating kind of thing. Because I saw, like, this little snippet on TLC. It was her two older daughters.
How do they make, like, a whole season out of that, though?
Yeah, guys, isn't that wild? I guess it's just, I think it's just, like, her life. But they just name it Kate plus date now. Like, it's kind of still the same. But trying to find a man. Because the snippet was her two eldest daughters online with Kate looking for, like, a person matches their mom, yeah. But, yeah.
That's so weird.
I know.
Imagine having your, like, I don't know, a whole show about your dating.
Yeah, they've been, like, it's been a show for so long. Like, their family, since mm-hmm. the kids were born, and now their kids are in high school.
Like, the youngest, she probably makes, like, a lot of money off of that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I wonder how John's doing. John, how are you? What's up?
Please let us know. Like, shoot us an email.
Yeah, send it. Send it our way.
So there's nothing about him online now?
There used to be. But there used to be so much drama with that family, and now it's kind of just...
They were so cute in, like, the beginning.
Yeah. I used to watch them. That was, like, my guilty pleasure.
Pleasure, that show.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, so... Like, my mom, she has, like, 11 siblings.
Oh, yeah, you told me. That's crazy.
So, but, like, she, like, told me that, like, in those times, her mom would just be like, I'm just gonna have us, like, they never used, like, protection, and she kind of had this mindset where, like, she's just gonna have as many children as she can have.
Whoa, that's crazy. Is your mom the youngest, or, like, a middle?
She's the third youngest.
Whoa, because I thought my dad's thing was crazy because he had 8 siblings. But then you told me your mom had 11. I'm like, whoa, that shit's on what I thought.
Yeah, and it's like a huge family.
That's so crazy.
So for my mom's birthday party, because I just went to Mexico for my mom's birthday party.
Yeah.
Or my mom's birthday. There were like 200 people invited. Stop. And that was only like first like family. Like close, immediate. Close, yeah, immediate family.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
200 people, imagine. She was scared that, like, because sometimes, like, so you have, like, your immediate family, but then sometimes they'll invite, like, their family from, like, their other side, and then they invite their kids.
Oh, I see,
sometimes it can get crazy, but, like, nothing really happened like that, thankfully.
So 200 of them went.
Yeah.
Whoa, wasn't it lit?
Yeah, it was pretty lit.
Guys, her summer has been... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Her summer has been so lit, literally.
And then my uncle, he got kind of, like, dressed up for the party. And he was wearing those, like, those wigs that are, like, really poofy.
Like a Jerry Curl?
Like a disco dude.
Oh, but, like, yeah, he had, like, an afro type.
Yeah. And it was so funny. And then he wore, like, these, like, heel shoes.
Wow.
Kind of
thing. He went all out.
And he was, like, all shiny.
Wow. He went all out.
And then my mom also danced. Like, she did 2 dances with her cousins. Oh. And her, like, sisters.
So it was basically a quinceañera.
Yeah, but for a 15th
party. Oh, wait. It's 15, right?
I'll just show you the videos. Uh-huh.
It's 15. Yeah. Quinceañera, but she turned, like,
50.
Wow. That's so fun.
And then it was so funny because, like, before the party, so in Mexico, like, every corner, there's kind of, like, little stores. Okay. I don't know if it's like that in the Philippines.
It is like that. Like, there's corner stores, but it's, like, a lot.
It's, and, like every family based.
It is family based, yeah. It's, like, connected to their house sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I went to one of those and, like... The lady, she used to, like, know my mom when they were younger or whatever. And then she was just like, hey, so I hear you're gonna turn 15, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
you?
15, me? And then I was just like, oh, I'm 21. She's like, oh, someone told me that you're gonna have a 15th birthday party. I'm like, oh, I think it's my mom. Because she always jokes that it's gonna be a 15th birthday
party. Did she have one?
No.
Okay.
But, yeah.
You didn't have one, right?
No, I didn't have one.
The Philippines has something similar, but it's when you turn 18.
You
it's
didn't
for
have
girls.
One. Though,
I didn't have one. Yeah.
Wait, why didn't you have one?
I just, like, kind of, I just didn't want one. I don't know. But yeah, no.
But you, it seems lit, but did you have like a birthday party?
I did have like a little birthday party.
Just with your friends?
One was with family, and then the other was with friends.
Mm-hmm. Just like any other like birthday.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, I got to choose like, I don't know if I already told you this.
What, for your 15th?
Yeah. If I wanted like a flight, if I wanted to travel somewhere or a party.
Oh, and you chose traveling. Time, I would choose traveling.
Yeah, at that time I was like kind of like shy, especially really? With my family. Yeah, so because you have to do dances and you have to practice, right?
Oh, okay.
And you have to like dance in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a lot of attention on you, because mm-hmm. it's like.
And you're just not the type.
Yeah, during that time, like maybe I would now for fun, but during that time I was just like no.
Yeah, I think I would rather travel. Because Maria has been to a lot of countries, and that's my dream. Yeah. So, yeah.
We should go somewhere together.
Yeah, we should. So, wait, where did you go again?
I ended up going to London.
Oh, you just, like, traveled all around Europe or just London?
Just kind of, like, the UK.
Mm.
Yeah, no, that was, like, a separate trip I did with my family.
When did you go to Greece?
And during high school. I think like the 10th grade.
Okay, yeah, so guys, this is literally our conversations. Sometimes I'm forgetting that this is a podcast. This is how we talk, like we just go to different topics, so yeah
we bounce around a lot. We bounce. But yeah, I went there in high school.
Wow. The only places I've been are the States, here, and the Philippines, and that's it.
Yeah, so where would you, like, want to go after that? Or, like, just in general for any, like, traveling you'd want to do?
Okay, so I would want to go to, like, a lot of tropical places. But recently, like, a few years ago, I realized that I actually really want to go to Asian countries, like Japan. I think it's really sick. Like, I see a lot of videos of people going.
You know, if I'd want to go to Japan, I want to go for, like, not just 2 weeks. Because when I was on exchange, like, I was thinking, like, oh, my gosh, I should go to Japan.
Yeah.
But I was like, if I go, I'm only going to be there for, like, a week or something. And I want to be there for, like, a month.
Yeah, I want to see what it's like.
Like, I want to live there. I just want to, like, save up some money and then just, like, live there for, like, a month or something. Because I just feel like there's so many things that you can do.
Yeah.
And this girl that I know, she's there right now.
Really? For exchange?
No, just, like, traveling. But, like, I see her, like, I see her on Instagram or, like, her Instagram stories.
It looks sick.
It looks so sick. Yeah. And it's kind of, like, you get, like, the city vibe, too, but there's also a lot of nature.
And everyone's so nice, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, they're known to being, like, very prideful. Or, like, they're very proud with how everyone's so, like, polite. Like, they take that as, like, a really big thing in Japan. Like, yeah.
Oh, when I was in, like, Taiwan, I met this girl there and she was there for teaching. She said she's from the States, so she lives in Chicago. But she was there teaching, like, English for a year. And she said that in Taiwan, like, the children, they kind of, like, so they're asked, they had a project to do, and they were like, oh, what's the one thing, like, you're most prideful of Taiwan kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a bunch of kids, like, always say, like, oh, that we're, like, really friendly.
Wow.
So it's kind of, like their parents kind of teach them that.
Yeah.
From, like, really young. And like, Japan is also really clean.
Yeah, I heard. Oh, my God, I heard their fruits are, like, really bomb, like, elite. Like, JK, no, when they, like, went, I saw their, oh, yeah, I saw their videos. They just went. I saw, like, their vlogs. And, they were showing how mangoes, like, one mango would be, like, $40. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Why?
Because their currency, we're just, like, say that it would be, like, 4,000 yen. It would be $40 Canadian, basically. Or $40 US.
Yeah. Down in Mexico.
It would be, like, $1 would be 100 yen or something.
Mm.
Yeah. But, no, it's just wild to see that. I'm like, damn, I want to try it. I want to be bougie and try that mango. Like, what?
How's I know, like, and then you can go to the Philippines and then just get it for, like, really cheap.
I know, right?
But, yeah, I remember seeing, like, these other YouTubers who were there and, like, they went to, like, these crazy types of, like, restaurants. Like, they have, like, all these themed stuff.
Oh, one is with dogs.
That was one. And, like, an owl restaurant.
They have, like, a scary one.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I would want to go there when I'm older. There too. You've been to Europe. I want to go to Europe. My mom loves, like, her dream is to go to Europe, like a Europe trip.
Why doesn't she go?
I know, right? I've been to
Europe. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I would want to live in Europe.
Yeah, you keep telling me.
Cause like, so my mom, like, she won't let me live in Asia.
Why?
Cause she just says it's too far, and then I'm crazy. She's like, you're crazy. It's too far.
It's hella far, yeah.
So she wouldn't want me to live in Asia. But if I were to live in another country that is in Canada, it would be any country from Europe, I think. Well, not any country, but, like...
Yeah.
Probably Germany, like, Denmark.
Whoa.
Those kind of...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Europe is really nice. I want to go again.
I want to go. Like, just go. Not again, because I've never gone, but I just want to go.
We should do kind of, like a small tour.
Yeah, I want to, like, experience.
Yo, we should go next month. Honestly,
I need to get my money up.
I'm not working right now, so
I'm doing like babysitting. That's it. My cousin.
Actually, I have no money either. So,
guys, we were gonna eat Chipotle,
but it was too expensive for us.
The $12 bowl was too much for us, so we just ended up going to McDonald's buying their value meal. Not even like a Big Mac. Their value meals, $2.
That's how broke we are.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. This is why I started this podcast. So. If you guys like it.
No, but yeah, I really want to go back to Europe.
Yeah.
So, like, any other countries that you would want to go? In Asia, do you think?
I don't know. I kind of just want to do, like, a tour. Like, you know how they have those things where you just go all around, like, Asia, all around Europe?
Oh, this girl that I know just went on a... She went on a Contiki tour thing. Contiki is like this... It's like this company that they let you go on like those kind of tours, but with other people around your age.
Whoa.
And it's only restricted to your age.
I think my friend did that. She went to... She did this Europe tour and...
This other girl I know did it.
She went with her friend and... All of her pictures had people our age, like around her age. So I think
it was and it's like this huge group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to do one of those. Oh my gosh!
That's how you meet a lot of people.
No, this girl that I know that she went in, she went to it. She went to Europe, and it was so funny because, okay, maybe I shouldn't say this. Because she posted, like, this photo of, like, her and her friends. And, or, like, not her friends, but, like, the people that she met there. And it's, like, it was just really funny because they're, like, I forget where. They're, like, in the Alps or something.
Okay.
And then it's, like, a photo of them with, like, out their shirts and, like, their bras.
Yo, honestly, I would do that.
You would do that?
Yeah, honestly.
No.
I just for like the little picture. I'm saying this, but I know like I probably won't. You know how when you get too amped and then you say something, but then you actually don't do it? Yeah.
I just thought it was
Wait,
so
she went
funny.
Inside the water?
Like, no, like they were like this.
Oh my gosh. Was it like a public place?
I think so.
Okay, I don't think I would actually.
I don't know. I just thought it was really funny. I guess if no one's there, then maybe.
Yeah, if no one's there, maybe. Maybe for the photo to, like, you know.
For the jokes?
Yeah, for the jokes, for the Finsta.
For the Finsta?
For the Finsta. But, I don't know, because we're 20 now, I want to be, like, wild. Because I heard, like, once you're 30 and your life is stable, like, you can't really do those things. Like, Gio's from JK, JK. It's like my my all-time favorite YouTube channel, JK Party, JK News. It's so good, guys. Gio, so she was talking about how, like, when she became a parent, her whole life, like, changed. Because she was, like, and she was 30, like, 5 or 36 or something when she had Taika, her firstborn. And she said that everything, like, changes. That's what I want to, like, well, live yeah, my best life. Well, yeah, because
you have, like, no...
You don't have any responsibilities right now. Yeah. Like, yeah, you're selfish, like, right now. And then when you have kids, it's, like, your whole life revolves around them.
Yeah. So, it, like... I don't know. I would want to do everything before I, like, have kids. Yeah. Like, that I want to do.
Same.
But I feel like also time goes by really fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's so wild. Like, it's already halfway. We're already halfway in the year, right? June.
Yeah.
I feel like it was just a few months. Like,
it went by so fast. Yeah, it's so crazy. It's like literally just gonna be New Year's again.
Yeah, I know.
Not oh literally, God. But like
I know. It's so crazy. I used to think when I was young, I used to think summer was like 6 months. Like when I was super young, I thought summer was like 6 months.
Oh, because it would go by really long.
It would be like so long. It would feel so long. But now it's like 2 months for them, like elementary kids. Because right now, since we're in uni, it's 4 months.
And yeah, like, we're already like halfway.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's already June. It's like crazy. Like, I really haven't done anything this summer.
Same. Well, sucks, actually, guys. I went to Mexico.
Damn, my life kind of sucks.
No, I'm like, same. Like, wait, I just
came from Mexico. Yeah, Maria came from Mexico, and like, you're gonna go on a few other trips, right?
Yeah, I'm planning on.
Yeah, you're just planning. You're planning. She's just planning to go.
I'm seeing what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I would love
for
to
the
go.
Summer.
I would love you to should. Go. I know, I should, right?
But yeah, it's so funny because, like, when you're young, in elementary school, time goes by so slow. Like, for me, elementary school went by so slow. Yeah. And then, like, high school, it was kind of like, okay, like, this is getting faster.
Yeah.
And then university is so fast.
It's so crazy.
And then it's kind of like, oh, shit, look, I don't even know what I want to do.
Yeah, guys.
When I graduate. I know. We have 1 year until we graduate. Well, like, you do. But, like, I don't know what I'm going to do still. But
I'm thinking of... Did I tell you I'm thinking of going into, like, teacher's college?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've been... Okay, because I went to Marsh McLuhan. That was my high school. And, like, for the past few months, I've been going, like, weekly. I actually really like it. Oh, my God. They had this EQAO test, and I marked them.
You marked EQAO test?
Yeah, the grade 9 test. Because I follow Mr.
The guidelines?
Yeah. No, I follow, like, one of the teachers, the math teachers, and, like, he's my all-time favorite teacher. Like, it's, like, I'm really, really close with him. And he's so nice. I, like, helped him mark the EQAO.
How was it? Like, how were the students? It was so much fun.
But, like, the thing is, since I went to a lot of his classes... I would help out, like, the grade 9s. Those were the kids that I helped out a lot. And you just get attached, kind of. And it would just be really sad. Like, if they didn't do so well, you would, like, feel sad. Right? Because you like,
I
care.
Feel like you would be such a nice teacher. Because there's honestly some teachers that they just don't care.
Yeah, no, like, I...
Like, they honestly don't care about their students. And you're just like, why are you a teacher?
I know, some teachers are so annoying.
I don't know. But, like, because some are, like, really, really mean.
Yeah.
But, so, like, they didn't, some didn't do well?
Some didn't, like, yeah, they didn't do as well. So, like, you would feel bad, or you would, like, feel, like, sad because you know them, type of thing. But then some did really well, and, like, you'd feel really happy.
EQAO was, like, math, English? It was the math and English one?
Does it include English? The math. I don't know.
I kind of forget.
I'm
but I remember
sure.
I was so nervous maybe. When I did those tests.
Yeah, same. But yeah, that was really fun. That was like the last day of school. So I just went.
And was the math actually like really easy?
Oh my God, guys. Math is actually like grade 9 math. I cannot remember it. Like the first day that I helped
Isn't
out.
Isn't it just algebra?
But like the thing is, you'd feel like scared to like tell them something that's wrong, like wrong information.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because mm-hmm. I'm not like a teacher, but I'm like helping out kind of as like a
teacher's assistant.
Yeah, like, what do you call those?
Not official.
Whatever, yeah. Those
TAs,
type of people?
I think
kind of.
Not a supply teacher. Oh, I don't know what it's called.
I think it's just teacher's assistant.
Yeah, one of those ones. I was just helping out, and sometimes I just be scared to, like, tell them how to do some questions, because what if I'm solving it the grade 10 way? Because you know how sometimes there are different ways to solve, like, questions? Like, there's, like, the grade 9 way, where it's, like, the introduction, and then the grade 10 way is, like, you're skipping some steps, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just be scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when I was in grade 9, like, in math class, I actually went from, like, just a regular one to, like, AP.
Oh, like, applied to AP. Or academic to AP.
Yeah, I just went from, like, the regular one to AP because the math teacher, she knew my sister, and she, like, loved my sister. My sister, like, loved her or something.
Yeah.
And when I was in her class, I was just, like, doing really good in the tests. So and then, like, the first week, she was just like, oh, yeah, can you talk to the principal? And I was like, okay. And then the principal was just like, oh, yeah, you know, we think you should go to AP. And then I went to AP Math, and then I was just like,
ah. Oh, my God. Okay, so I wasn't also in AP, but the thing is, you know how you're supposed to be, like, ahead? Like, so you have enough time in the end of the school year to learn, like, grade 10 material? If you're in grade 9 AP, yeah. Sometimes the academics would be ahead of us.
Really?
Yeah, this was for English. Like, they would be ahead of us. Like, the but class, like, that they would learn.
Oh, yeah.
They would learn, like, a lesson before us. Mm. Or they'd have, like, the same test the day before or something.
I think if I were to stick to AP, it would only be the math or, like, the science one. I would hate English AP.
Oh, my God, no. Science was too much for me.
Actually, science would probably be hard.
Science was too much for me. I can't. Now they have so many different AP courses.
In my school, I think there was only math or something.
In my school, like, from grade 9, there was, like, AP science, math, and then English. And then once we got to grade 12, there was only AP English. So, like, all of those 3 years of AP were, like, washed away. Because there was only AP English, yeah. And the AP English exam was crazy.
It was really hard. Oh, yeah,
you told me about it. It was so crazy. Like, I can't. Yeah. People that passed, like, good for you. Like, I can't imagine. Like, it was really, really difficult.
Is it just, like, knowing, like, you're okay? Like, really,
it was one of the multiple. Yeah, kind of. And it was, like, all the stories had, like, vocab, like, really good vocab, and my vocab, guys, is so bad. It's, like, so limited, but I'm working on it.
But did she, but it was just, like, really would the hard, teacher like, the, give you, like, stuff to study for it?
Yeah, we would study for it. Like, we would read a story and then, like, try to answer the multiple choice. So you would kind of, like, get the feel of, like, what to expect. But it was just too much for me. I'm like, yo, definitely not passing. Yeah, but whatever. Like, the multiple choice, they would all seem, like, correct. That's how, like, crazy it was.
Like, although all the words were, like, okay.
It sounded like it would be correct. Like, let's say it was, there was a story. A, B, C, and D kind of, like, made sense.
I saw this, like, meme the other day, and it was kind of, like, about, like, U of T, Mississauga and stuff. And it was, like, about, like, their exams. And it's just, like, U of T exams be, like, or something like that. And it was, like, A, B, C, D. And it was, like, A, B were, like, literally, like, the same thing or something. They were just so similar. And then D was, like, either one or something. But then it was, like, just saying, like, it's so hard.
Yeah, I can't.
Or, like, the professors just make them, like, so tricky.
Why? Oh, my God, if I were a teacher... Or, like, if I become a teacher, like, I would
want probably be so nice to
I would honest. Want my kids to prosper in life. Like, each and every one of them. I feel like I'd be too nice with marks.
I'd be, like, so nice with marks.
If they're, like, totally wrong. If they're, like, totally
wrong. Give them, like, half a point.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd honestly do that. Because I'd feel bad. Or if I like them or something.
Oh, my God. I don't want to be that teacher, but, like, a lot of teachers do that.
So many teachers do that.
Yeah. The one that I really like, my favorite teacher, he's so sick. Like, one mark is added to your overall grade if you post a picture of you in your prom, like, dress or, like, suit holding the textbook, the math textbook. So he'll just, if you post that, or like if you send it to him, he'll just give you a mark.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I did it. I have a picture. I should like pop one. Like,
wait, is that the math teacher you like?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I did one with like Keith, Matt, Nate. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Throwback to grade 12.
You know, my tech teacher?
You have what tech teacher?
I took a tech course. Okay.
Like comp tech?
For 2 years. Yeah.
Okay.
Chillest teacher I've ever had in my life.
Really?
He was so chill, so nice. Like, I would honestly just want to have his job.
Wow. He was just, like, chilling?
You can hand things in, like, so late.
Wow.
And he, like, be like, okay, but, like, hand it in by this week. And you're like, yeah, I'll try. And then you won't have it until, like, 2 weeks later. He, like, wouldn't even care.
Wow. I low-key want
to
be
you
like
know
that.
What? You know, I actually went to, competition, tech competition.
What?
For animation.
Stop. Wait, why did you do it?
Wait, did I never tell you?
No, that? I didn't even know you took a comp tech class.
Yeah, me and my friend, we, like, signed up to, like, go, and we got to the second round.
Whoa, are you sick? Is this your talent?
No, we were actually
low-key talent?
Really bad. Really? Or, like, I was really bad. She was, like, better than me, to be honest.
Oh, I see.
And then we didn't get past it, and then the second year we went, but we only got until, like, the first round. We didn't get into the second round, and then we just stopped.
You're like,
Some people are so good.
Really?
Look at animation, so good.
Yeah, a lot of people are really talented.
Like, their drawings were, like, and then, so we, like, what made us, like, I think not go further was because they would all have their like, pads, drawing pads.
Oh,
and we would only use the computer.
Oh.
So it's so much harder. Like, you have to use the shapes or whatever. Mm. But if you have your own, like, pad.
It's kind of like
pad,
a paper.
Yeah, it's like a paper, and you can just, like, do it on your own. So it's so much easier. Or, like, it just looks better, too. So they all had that, like, and they all had, like, practice.
Yeah.
And it was probably what they wanted to do later or something, or, like, their hobby.
Yeah.
But for me, it was just something for fun, and then, like, I wasn't that great.
I wasn't that great. That's, like, me with, like, a lot of things. I just wasn't that great.
Yeah. Did you ever play, like,
sports?
Or did you play sports?
Guys, I was the worst, like, high school person ever. I didn't join any, like, extracurricular.
You know I did Ultimate Frisbee?
Stop!
For 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Wait, what happened?
I just didn't really like it.
Really?
No,
oh
I
God,
just
Marshall
wasn't good at
really
it.
Good. I think we got off, like, first place for, like, 5 years
oh, yeah?
in a row.
Whoa.
Yeah, they were, like, elite.
Yeah, my friend
and
was,
our,
like...
I think our, like, the coach, he was, like, a really, like, kind of, like, a pro player. Like, he would go to, like, different countries to play.
Wow.
So, like, I guess he was really good. Like, he taught them well.
Yeah, my friend was, like... super into it, and her brother was kind of like helping out at the school during the time, so he would kind of do like the coaching for Ultimate Frisbee, but I don't know, I just wasn't that into it, and like, but she was, and then I kind of like just said like, oh, because she lives really close to me, so we'd kind of like go together and come back together.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, I'm not gonna go this week. And then
you just like stopped showing up.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And then some, like, it was funny because, like, some other girls, like, they wouldn't show up, and then they'd be like, yo, can we get the Ultimate Frisbee sweater? And my friend was just like, oh, they want the sweater.
What else
but,
did
yeah.
you join? Did you play any instruments?
I was also in the high school band.
Oh my God, yo.
No, but it was, like...
Why does my life seem
no,
so, like, shitty?
No, I tried.
I'm, like, the lowest tier.
No, but, like, trust me, I tried.
Yeah.
I tried to get into, like, all these extracurriculars, but it always failed.
Really?
I was just, like,
try.
Wasn't
into me, I was just, like, yo,
no,
I'm not
the
high,
to the band or whatever.
Wait, are we really loud?
I don't know, but whatever. So, the band, yeah, I, like, didn't like the instrument I played during elementary school. So, I played, like, the French horn, and it was so freaking hard.
You played the French horn in elementary school?
Yeah.
Shit. There was only one available. And I low-key wanted to, like, do it.
Really? Don't do it. Did you do it?
No, I did clarinet. But continue.
You look like a clarinet.
I look like a clarinet player.
Like, you look like you would have chosen clarinet. I was going to say either clarinet or flute.
Oh my god, flute was, like, the most popular one.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would play.
French horn.
Oh, French horn, yeah.
No, so I did the French horn, and then it was so bad. So then, like, I went to band the next year, and I was just like, yeah, I don't want to play the French horn. Can I do another instrument? And she was like, yeah, you can do the clarinet. Which I was still not that great at. And then because there's more clarinets, so you kind of, like, blend in. So sometimes during practices, when they would be, like, really fast, I would just literally hover my fingers over the notes and then just, like, not even play.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Remember, like, throwbacks of, like, grade 8 instrumental? Our teacher wouldn't allow us to, like, write down the letters. Like, you'd have to read the symbol or whatever it's called, like, the note, the musical note. Like, if it was a song, you would have to, you wouldn't be able to, like, write, this is A, this is B, whatever, whatever. You'd have to, like, memorize the placement of the musical letter, the musical note, mm-hmm. and play, like, your lead, like, an actual, like, clarinet player. Because you know how it's easier if you have, like, the letter,
mm-hmm.
than, like, having 1 second to read what the next note is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our teacher wouldn't allow us. And so many people would still do it, but get in so much trouble. But it was just so funny, yeah. Because no one really took that teacher, like, seriously. But he would always get cheesed. And also, like, for attendance, whenever he would say Yvonne or, like, anyone's name, you can't say here or raise your hand. You'd have to, like, play a note.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was really bad. And sometimes, like...
You would crack or something?
Yeah, my freaking clarinet. Like, it'd be, like, Yvonne. And then sometimes you wouldn't hear anything because, like, nothing's coming out.
Yeah.
And then the moment that, like, it comes out, it's just horrible. It's really bad. Yeah. And then, like, you'd have
totally
to do tests.
You'd have
to do tests in front of everyone.
Everyone, I know. Weren't they so bad?
Guys, my tests were so,
so bad.
But sometimes, like,
so
they would
bad.
Go, like, good.
Really good.
And I'd feel so nice, and, like, people would clap. But then the times that they were really bad, I just wanted to, like, go in the corner and cry.
I would hate it
so much.
And then this one girl was just like, oh, I told the professor that I can do it, like, just with him, blah, blah, because she literally got her mom to give a note saying, like,
holy.
I want her to do it separately.
What a lucky girl.
I know, and I was just like, oh, whatever. And then the teacher would be like, okay, French horn. You're like, yeah, Maria, your turn. And I was like, no. And honestly, I sounded so bad. I'm just like, whatever, I would just blow into it, do the notes that I knew.
Yeah.
But it would sound so bad.
Honestly, whatever.
And this guy, he was, like, a year older, so I was grade 7, he was grade 8. He was, like, really good at playing it.
The French horn?
Yeah. But I was so bad.
Just say your excuse was you didn't want to play too well because you didn't want to steal his spotlight. Like, he was too good, like, just allow him. Guys, we say like
so
a lot.
Bad.
That's why we're called like podcast. Because I've realized how much. Yeah, just a little reminder.
But yeah, those days were so bad.
I know, we should have like another episode where we're just talking about like high school memories, elementary school memories.
I have a lot
of like,
I have so many embarrassing
moments. Yeah. You guys, I was so like ugly in elementary school, like people say.
No,
so look the
no,
same,
I
but I actually low-key get
I
so
was,
sad.
Like, so married.
I know. No, I look so bad,
especially for me. It was like, I think
you didn't even look bad, like I saw your pictures.
Mm-mm, I think you're thinking about high school. I looked better.
But elementary school was just bad. Guys, my elementary school pictures were so bad, like whoever, I don't know how my mom allowed me to, like, leave the house.
Oh, my God. I remember sometimes. There was this trend in elementary school where, like, you would have your La Sansa outfit. Me and my sister wore that shirt.
Like a tracksuit?
Like
a
tracksuit. Kind
La
of.
Sansa tracksuit.
Like, you know, like, different
like the
styles.
Cheetah Girls?
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Did you have that? Did
no.
you ever wear that? We literally wear, like, the La Sansa Cheetah Girl tracksuits, like, with the sweater and the
Oh, my God, wait,
pants.
Matching? Like, you and your sister would just pull up?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It was so embarrassing.
That's so funny. That but was it low-key comfy?
I think so.
Lizenza Girl was my favorite store.
I remember one time I would walk into Lizenza and they had like the tiniest bras.
Oh my god, yeah, the little training bras. The
wait, one with but no it's pads. Not Lizenza. It was like Lizenza Girl or something.
Yeah, it's Lizenza Girl.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah they don't have Girl. That anymore. I don't think yeah. it exists.
But they had like little tiny bras.
Yeah, they're
like,
so
like the smallest they were cups. So like small. Imagine like this size.
Oh my god.
It was so small and it's just like, why would you even wear that?
People would stuff.
I never noticed anyone that stuffed or knew anyone that stuffed.
Yeah, same.
Did you? You knew?
No, but I like heard from like some shows. Like that's how I knew that was.
Yeah,
a good
from
thing.
Like TV shows and that kind
of
stuff.
Oh my god. Yesterday I was just on my phone and I saw this clip of Lizzie McGuire. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I watched some episodes.
Gordo just some? Oh, you did? Yeah, Gordo. Oh my god, I loved that show. That was my favorite
it was so
show.
Funny. And her brother?
Matt or something?
I watched it every time it was like on Family Channel.
Oh, I love that show. I loved that show. I loved
That's
So
remember
Raven.
Phil.
Yeah, that one.
Is that how it is? I wonder what he does that now.
Yeah, how are you, Phil?
Yo, oh my gosh. Okay, so I have a friend.
Yeah.
That's in acting.
Whoa.
She's like actress, so she wants to be an actress.
Yeah.
And sometimes I look at her like what she posts and stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to do acting. And then do you ever get this feeling when after you watch a movie, you're like, oh my god, I want to be an actress? Or is that
kind
just
kind of
me?
I kind of want to be like, because being an actress is sick. Actress.
And you know what's
so
like a really embarrassing story?
What?
I'm in elementary school and acting.
Did you fall or something?
No, I remember like I was like I like wanted to be into acting when I was younger.
Okay, so
and I like literally looked up like an acting agency for kids.
Stop.
And I didn't have my information.
Oh my god.
And then they called my house. But I was like, oh my god, they called my house. But I was like so young and my dad was just like, did you sign yourself up for something? I'm like, no. And it's just like they called like an acting agency, called blah, 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 looking for you. And I was like, that's not me. It wasn't me. She was like,
you're just scared
and
to
then
tell
my
them.
Yeah, and then my mom and my dad were like, oh, they're probably she was probably just like playing around or something.
Oh my, I didn't know like, how old were you?
I was like really young.
I didn't know how to work a computer. Like I wouldn't
really?
Go on the computer. Like the guys, the first time I like actually got into like watching YouTube videos was grade 10.
What?
Yeah. Honest to my life, like I'm not even kidding.
Well, I didn't really get in. No, I started watching
like,
YouTube
I,
long
I think my
that.
First like you like my first YouTube video that I watched and then I just continued going on YouTube like in general was when I was in grade 10. Yeah.
I think I started like really young.
Really?
But not that
I know,
young.
I know I'd watch like one YouTube video because of my cousin. Like my cousin would show me, but I would never like go on the actual website until yeah. Isn't that weird? Like I'm so it's so
yeah,
because I'd be
is, like,
into,
pretty
like,
late.
And like even using a computer was like the summer before grade 10. Because I'd just be into like watching shows on the TV. I wouldn't use my computer for anything except for Facebook.
Wait, so like in elementary school you would never use MSN?
That I wouldn't use I would use MSN and Facebook, but I would never go on YouTube. I would go on MSN.
Your
Facebook,
MSN was like
it.
Amazing. I remember when you could see everyone that was online.
Oh my god, yo.
And you would literally just talk to everyone.
MSN was so sick. MSN was like ahead of its time, honestly.
Yeah.
It's gone now, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Holy.
And then I remember Facebook too. And then you would like all take photos.
Facebook was
them.
So big, yeah.
God, it's so embarrassing.
Facebook was so big.
You know I have two Facebook accounts.
Same.
Oh yeah, you
same.
Do.
I have two
yeah.
too. One is for like family, one is for like everything else.
One I deactivated, but once on the one that I use, I saw it as a recommended.
Really?
Yeah, I was like
what? And yeah. You deactivated that one?
Yeah, I like signed back into it, and I'm like, oh my god, and then I deactivated it again.
Oh, okay.
Embarrassing. I have so many embarrassing photos.
Same. My mom has really bad photos of me. And she tried to add, like, some of my friends, and I'm like, guys, don't accept.
Your mom has?
Yeah, my mom has Facebook.
Oh, like, god, I'm going to add her.
She's so into Facebook. Like, that's her thing.
I'm going to add her.
Ew. You can. It's okay. Tetris was my favorite game ever. And now it's gone. Tetris was on Facebook.
I'm so bad at Tetris.
Tetris was, like, the game that I would play at home. It's kind of embarrassing, guys, but, like, that was my favorite game. I would have, like, half of my screen be Tetris, the other half, like, a YouTube video. Recently, they removed it entirely, like, the entire game off of Facebook.
It's probably because, like, not a lot of people play
it. I know. It was such a slept-on game. So fun.
But there's other,
now, like, just sad.
No, but there's other accounts that you can play that on.
It's just not the same, you know?
It's not Facebook?
It was, like, so much easier, like...
On Facebook?
Playing it on Facebook than, like, another...
website?
I don't know, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did you ever play Miniclip?
Yeah. There was also Y8. Did you have Y8.com?
Mm-mm. I've never played Y8.
But you've heard of it?
I've never even heard of it.
Okay, wait. Oh, what were some of the games on Miniclip?
Club Penguin. That was, Club popping. Penguin. I remember Roblox. I remember the top three that I played was Roblox, Club Penguin, and Redbeard or something.
I've never heard of that. I've only heard of Club.
They were so much fun.
Club Penguin. I would play like the dress up games. So I guess I would play a little bit. I just wasn't into
Club Penguin. I always wanted my parents to pay for like those. Like add-ons or whatever. Like you pay for cards and then you get more stuff. Good. I'm so glad I never asked them to. Now, such a waste of money. But I remember during that time, I'd be like, oh my god, they're like, Little Igloo is so cool.
There was some, what's the other one? With pets? Like, you would buy a fluffy pet, Webkinz?
Oh my god, I loved Webkinz. You know, I had so many of them.
Same. Oh my god, I remember my favorite one was a penguin. And I called it Oreo. Like, I still remember that. I hope I still have it.
But yeah. Yo, my, like,
I always
the house that I had
it
was so big. And all my Webkinz lived in there.
Holy. I mean, I think it's still a thing. Like, if you buy the Webkinz.
Yeah, I think so. There's also, like, this other game. It was, like, about, like, these dragon characters.
I don't remember.
And you would, like, feed them and stuff. I honestly forget the name. But I remember I was so into it, too. But, yeah, I forget. But I can't believe, like, you didn't use a computer.
I would use it for MSN, Facebook. Maybe a little bit of those, like, when I was really, really young.
Mm-hmm.
I would play with, like, my cousins, the makeover ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know what they're called, but, yeah. Polly Pocket had, like, a game. I would play, like, the Disney games, but I would never go on YouTube until, like, grade
12. Oh, did you ever play those, like, Sweet Life, Zack and Cody games?
Yes, where you collect the money or something.
Yeah,
like, it's, like a maze. Hotel? It's, like, a maze.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Mosby, like, you have to avoid Mr. Mosby and all of, like, the... Okay, guys, mm-hmm. I kind of want to play that. I'm going to play that when I get home. Do you know where it is? Like, what the website is?
I think it's just Disney Channel.
Holy, I'm going to play that. I loved like.
But do you think it's still on? Because there's new shows.
Hannah Montana had one where you had to find her outfits. It was
I think I played that too.
It was like it was her like entire house and then you'd have to find her hat or something. It was like Where's Waldo type of game.
Oh, so you know like Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
You know how the Jonas Brothers did like a We're Back thing?
Yeah.
To her?
Mm-hmm.
And during that same time, she was, like, posting stuff, like...
Of Hannah.
You think she did her makeover to, like, Hannah Montana on purpose? Because she got her haircut of, like, Hannah Montana haircut.
Oh, my God, I thought that was a wig.
No, it's actually, whoa. Like, I'm pretty sure.
Is blonde? Oh, she's the natural brunette, right?
Yeah, but was that,
maybe.
Like...
Maybe. A lot of people were talking about it, like, on Twitter. how, like, the Jonas Brothers are back, Hannah Montana, and there were other things, too, that involved other, like, Disney celebrities. And people were like, is this 2007? But, yeah.
I didn't know about other... I thought it was just her.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember the other ones, but, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was, like...
On purpose?
Yeah, on purpose or not.
Maybe.
I don't know. But yeah, I thought it was funny how, like, after they did their, like, comeback video.
The Jonas Brothers?
The Jonas Brothers. And then she was like, hey! Yeah. Hannah's
here. Her dad's really, like, famous right now. He's, like, back. Do you know Old Town Road? That music? That song?
Not really.
Take my horse and all that one.
Oh, he sings that.
Oh my god, guys, don't take my singing voice seriously, please. Yeah, he heard the song and then he really liked it, so he joined it. Like, he made a remix or something, I don't know.
And then now he's, like, really popular again.
Yeah. Like, that song has been number one for, like, 7 weeks or something.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah. Super cool.
I don't even think I've listened to the whole song.
Really?
Yeah.
You should listen to it. It's honestly really catchy. Yeah.
Yeah, like, just, like, looking up. But imagine Billy Ray being your dad.
That's crazy. Billy Ray Cyrus?
Like, I don't know, growing up.
Yeah, she's in a lot of, like, his interviews when she was, like, a kid.
Oh, he's there?
Yeah.
Probably because of Hannah Montana.
And, like, imagine your dad being your dad in a show you're in.
Yeah, isn't that so weird?
Oh, my God, that's so crazy.
Do you think you would ever want to be, like, a famous person?
I don't think so. I feel like, because they always talk about how you can never go out with someone, like, recognizing you. Like, you can never go to a mall. You can't live, like, a normal life. Mm-hmm. Like, the money part, it's, like, for sure, like, who doesn't want to be, like, rich, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, everything else, it's, like...
Yeah, I guess, like, you can't, like, you have to go to, like, a restaurant or something, and then it's, like, everyone is asking.
Mm-hmm. And, like, everyone knows about your life type of thing.
Or, like, you see yourself in, like, magazines.
Maybe for, like, a month.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I told you, but I watched this, like, really funny video. And it's this guy where he pretends to be, like, a London top model.
Oh, I don't know.
He, like, pretends to be, like, a fashion model. But they go buy, like, the worst things to put on him. That it looks so ridiculous and it's so funny. And then they just, like, go out in the streets of London and they're like... Oh my gosh, let me take a photo of you. And then everyone else is just like, it was like during Fashion Week, so everyone else is kind of like, oh my gosh, who is he? And then they're like, what are you wearing? And then he just like says like some random like,
wow, sort. It's like a social experiment type of thing. Like, are they gonna
it was just kind of for the jokes, like for the bit and stuff.
I see, yeah.
And it was so funny. And then like, cause he knew someone in the fashion industry or something, so he got into the fashion show.
Really?
He looks so funny with his outfit. Like,
yeah.
It's literally just like cloth that they just like put together. Like, it's just like garbage. But everyone's like, everyone thought it was so sick. Yeah.
That's what
But it's literally like nobody knows.
Yeah.
But like with the fashion industry, how like messed up it is.
Like, it could be, it's worth $10. Oh no, it's worth like $100. But it looks like it could be 10.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Or like, you know, like...
It's because a lot of people were just taking pictures. Like, he hired, like, those photographers.
They were just his friends, I think. It's like us buying, like, random stuff.
And hiring, like... Or
telling our friends to be like, oh my god, just take a photo of us and then, like, come after us. And just be like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so funny. But yeah, like the Gucci sneakers. The ones that are like so dirt, like they look dirty, like that's the style, and they're like $1,000.
Oh, I don't know those shoes.
Oh my, you haven't
I'm
seen
so out of it, guys.
No. It's like these sneakers that are worth like $1,000 or something, but they're just like the look of them is supposed to be like dirty shoes. Dirty old shoes. What? I'm like, why?
Wow.
Why?
Imagine being like super rich to get that. Damn.
Imagine being rich. Would you rather be rich or famous?
Rich.
Same.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't want to be super famous where I can't go out and, like, enjoy, like, just being out. But I'd like to be, like rich. Like, I'd like to have the money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a stable lifestyle type of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you want to have, like, a mansion or a normal house? I feel like normal house for me. Even though I were rich.
Same. Because I think a mansion would be too big for me.
Yeah, like, I don't know how those celebrities, like, that have, like, such huge mansions.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's because, like, they're thinking of having a big family or something. I don't know. But, yeah, no, I'd like to hope that someday I can get, like, that a good amount, like, be stable. Like, that's what I'm scared of. Do you ever, like, think about it?
Like, that you're
when
not
you're old,
stable?
Yeah. When you're, like, older. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be 30 and, like, good, you know? Like, that's what I'm nervous about. It's because Toronto is so expensive now. Like, it's so mm-hmm. crazy. There's, like, a house going on sale. Close to mine. And, it was going for, like, $1 million and it was, like, not that big. I think it was only, like, two bedroom or something.
That's how much houses where I live are selling for.
Really? Oh, I think it's because it's suburbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, far from the city.
Is it sold?
There was a house that my mom was, like, I think she knew, like, the owner, and they sold their house. But it's not the one that's close to my house.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so the crazy. Houses in, like, even in Milton, like, they're so expensive. Like, you have to go, like, farther, oh I think. Yeah, it's crazy.
Holy.
I don't know. So I'm, like, because, like, I want to live in Toronto. Like, if I were going to live here forever, I'd want to live kind of, like... Like, my brother lives near a distillery. Like, that's, like, the perfect spot.
Yeah.
Because you can still have, like, you're not so far that you have to, like, travel really far to go to the city. And you're not, like you're not super
city,
close.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, like, the perfect spot. And it's just, like, a really nice, like, apartment there.
Yeah.
So that's what I would want. Like, even if it's not a house, like, that's fine. But... Yeah, it's so nice. I don't want to live there.
I'm just so worried. Like, I always worry about it. I don't know.
No, I think it'll be fine. Like, as long as you have a stable job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, wait, your brother doesn't live in Montreal anymore?
No, yeah, he does. He just has, like,
a place here?
Yeah.
Well.
But he just rents it.
Mm.
But right now he's in Montreal. Yeah. Would you ever want to go there?
To Montreal?
Mm-hmm.
Like, live there?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to stay in Toronto, but it's just, like, I know that it's going to get even more expensive to live here. So I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I know my parents are going to stay in Toronto. They're going to do, like, when they're older, they're going to do, like, 6 months here, 6 months in the Philippines, and then, and so on.
Is that when they're, like, retired?
Yeah. So I think I want to stay here. I don't know.
I mean, Toronto's really nice.
Yeah. But you don't like it. I know you don't want to be, like, city. Like, you'd rather stay in, like, the suburbs, like Milton, right?
I don't know anymore.
Really? Because I remember we talked about
like,
it.
I think if, like, there were more parks in Toronto, I would like it more. I would want to live somewhere where I'm really close to nature and, like, the city.
I see, yeah.
That's all
I feel like there's parts of Toronto that, like, are really close to those big parks. Like, Earl Bales.
Oh, wait, have you ever been to Scarborough Bluffs?
Yeah.
Is like it the worth beach, it right? It's like the beach, right?
I think so. Is it worth it to go?
It's like Scarborough. That's still part of Toronto.
It's part of the six regions.
So you'd still technically be in the city, but like not as city-ish. It kind of is a suburb. It's like my cousins live in Scarborough, and it's kind of like the suburbs. Like it's more quiet. It's more quiet, a little more chill. Like you're not too close to like if you want to buy something at a fast food restaurant, you'd have to like, it'd be like a 15-minute walk. Whereas in like Toronto, it's like super close by. Like a 5-minute walk.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like as busy. It's more houses than stores.
Than stores. Mm. Yeah. Would you ever go there?
I don't know. I feel like it's still expensive there too.
Yeah, I don't know. Scarborough, it's just like, I don't think I'd ever want to live there.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
I'm just so used to like the, what is it?
Like Milton?
Yeah, like that side.
The one that's like super, super suburby. Suburby.
Yeah.
Do you have like a thingy?
Yeah, I have a splinter.
Bria has a splinter, guys. I'm sitting like right beside her, and she's been looking at her pinky for like so long. I hate splinters. This one time, I was in my cousin's house. Yeah, I hate it. Like a one splinter or whatever, it was sticking out, and I didn't see it, and I stepped on it. And I hated it. Yeah, I wasn't wearing any like slippers or anything.
Oh my god.
It was in the back of my cousin's like house, their backyard, their patio or whatever. Ugh, the worst
thing. Something like that happened to me. I remember one time I was in Mexico, I was really young, and we were playing baseball. And they just have wood laying around with nails. I don't know if I ever told you that story. And I had this thick like running shoes, and it went through, like the heel was pretty thick, and it went through the heel,
the nail.
Yeah. And then stepped on the nail, and I was like, ah. And then it sucked because like my aunt was just like, put your, like, we went into like the hospital or whatever, and then they gave me stuff. Yeah. And then she was just like, she made me put my foot in like really hot water, and she put lemon on it. It's kind of like, so it doesn't
affect. Oh, but then doesn't that hurt? Because the lemon,
yeah,
with the cut.
Yeah, it stung so
bad. Oh, God. No, I can't.
So bad. But still, like, I've never gotten, what do you call it? I've never broken a new bone.
Oh, same. Like, fractured anything? Have you ever had stitches?
No.
Oh, my God, I have stitches on one of my, like,
on your leg?
Feet. One of my feet? Does that make sense? One of my feet.
Yeah.
One of my feet, yeah. One of my, whatever. The back of my, what is this called?
Your heel?
Yeah, my heel. Oh my god. It's my heel.
Wait, but was it like, was it your heel? Or was it
No,
like,
it was kind of like the, from my ankle, the back of my ankle to the lower, the low, to my heel.
Yeah.
Ooh. I had stitches there because I was playing with my cousins in like their backyard. And there was glass there, and I stepped on glass. Yeah, so I had to go to the ER. I was really young.
Do you remember them?
No.
It's just, but I remember like it being bad. Your soul?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't imagine, you know, moms that have C-sections? And they have a big-ass stitch on their stomach. Like, I can't imagine that.
Oh, yeah. Because
my mom, I was a cesarean baby, and so were my, like, my sister.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy. I didn't know that. My mom said like it was just really insane. Like, imagine, because your stomach, in every single action you do, your stomach is involved. Like, if it was on your leg, you can do stuff with your arms, with your upper body, but because it was like the center of your body, you can't really do anything without
this is after,
yeah, after like all
you
the stitches
birth.
This is her
recovery.
So her whole stomach is just stitched. Like, I can't. Yeah, my mom's pain tolerance is crazy. Yeah.
So one of my cousins, she also got a C-section. And she told me that when they're opening you up, like, they numb you, or they numbed her, but she could see everything. Oh, and she didn't want to look. Like, she had the... She had... Like, they put, like, a TV kind of thing. And she kind of has the chance. If she wants to see, she can see. But she said that she didn't want to look.
Ew. I heard they remove stuff from your body.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw, like...
It's not just a baby?
No. Like, they remove certain things. Wait,
is that a conspiracy theory? Or is that fact?
I don't know. I heard. But, like, it's crazy. Either way, like, it's insane.
Well, apparently... The whole, like,
process of giving birth, whether it be... a C-section or like the normal way. Insane. Like, I heard some women, like, they don't want to take the epidural, so it's just a natural birth.
My mom had all natural births.
Stop. Really?
Yeah, she said it hurt so bad.
She didn't want to do the epidural?
No. Oh, no, she did. But, like, they just never got that, because we were born really fast, apparently.
Wow, so, she's so lucky. Like, yeah.
Apparently, like, there was just no time or something because we were going to be born or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, so, like, they never gave it to her.
That's crazy. I don't think I could do that.
Oh, my gosh. And, like, a couple years ago, there was an earthquake in, like, Mexico. And I was talking about it with my cousin, and she said that she was in the hospital during the earthquake.
Stop.
And, like, it was so sad because, so many women, like, lost their babies because, like,
sad.
Either, like, doctors would just, like, leave.
Wow.
Because doctors would leave? Yeah, some would leave, but some would stay.
Isn't that really bad? Isn't that against, like...
I think so.
One of their, like, code of ethics or something?
Probably.
Mm-mm. And then... They felt the earth shake and they dipped. They, like, left their freaking...
And then, apparently, there was this one doctor who was, like, in surgery. And then he was like, nobody move. Like, nobody has to stay here. And then there was, like, another... Yeah, so apparently, like, she was able to give birth. But, like, the other women, like, a lot of their babies died either because of, like, they weren't treated properly. Or, like, they weren't treated. Or because, like, the shock kind of, like... You know, they were just, like, triggered something. So then, like, there were, like, a lot of abortions and stuff. So sad.
That's so sad.
And, oh my God, so I went to, like, kind of, like, a naturopath for my UTI.
Okay.
In Mexico. And he asked me, so he, like, scans your hand, and he sees, like, everything in your body kind of thing.
What? Just with scanning your hand?
Yeah, he has this machine.
What an elite doctor. Okay.
And he goes through every part of your body. Like, he could see that I had, like, I was dehydrated, and I had, like, toxicity in my, like, bladder and stuff. So he, like, told me, like, stuff to drink, whatever. And then he said... Do you get a lot of pain, like, during either when you have your period or, like, before, after, whatever? And I'm just like, oh, yeah, I kind of do. But I just thought that was period pain. And he was like, oh, I think you have, like, a cyst.
Oh, yeah, you told me this.
Oh, my God, did I?
Yeah, you told me that, like, that's what he said it was.
Yeah, I haven't.
Oh, no, he didn't. No, you didn't tell me this. No, it was something else.
So, yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, you might have a cyst. You have to, there's, like, two ways to, like, kind of get rid of it. There's, you can do a treatment, but, like, it might come back.
Yeah.
The second way is that, like, this means, like, usually when, like, people get sick, like, he believes in a lot of, like, your emotions, like, affect your health, blah, blah, blah. So he's like... Usually when, like, when we get cysts here, it means, like, in the uterus or something.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, something has happened in your life that has made you feel like you're out of your comfort zone, whatever, and then it's something that you have to deal with and kind of, like, go through. So, like, in the end, like, I'm, like, I don't stress about it or, like, worry about it. Because that's affecting
Whoa,
the
that's
sister
so
or whatever.
Crazy.
And he was, like, saying the story, like, yeah, this lady, she, came to me saying, like, I gave her the treatment, but it kept coming back. And then I asked, like, I told her, I explained that to her, and she was like, oh, yeah, she was in the States, And the guy that she was with, like, her husband, I don't know, anyways, he left her with, like, a kid. Oh. And she was, like, illegally there.
Yeah.
And she didn't know what to do, like, so mm-hmm. he was, like, oh, yeah, she's, like, from, she was from Latin America, but I forget which country. Anyways, like, apparently she went to, like, a church and they helped her. Kind of, so, and then, like, after that, like, she got a job or whatever. I think she's, like, already, like, a citizen there and stuff. Anyway, she hasn't had one since. Since, like, she resolved everything. Mm-hmm. So, and he was saying that, like, every time I get my period or something, I might get, like, I might bleed more. Because, like, oh, I forget, like, something, it, like, kind of, like, something happens to the sister or something, anyways, that I might bleed more. But he was saying, like, oh, this can affect you when you get pregnant. Because your body might not know, like, the egg might want to go through, like, the sister or whatever. But it might not be able to. And, like, every time, like, oh, yeah, if it doesn't go through the sister or whatever, I can have, like, miscarriages or something like that. And I was like,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What the heck? And he was just like, yeah, I can have miscarriages. And then, or, if, like, if you got pregnant, like, the baby can have, like, deficiencies and stuff like that.
So you have to remove the cyst.
Yeah, so he was just like, but you're young. Like, you can have time to, like.
Yeah, that's so scary, yeah. though.
I know, right? I was like.
But, like, a lot of doctors, they do believe in, like, emotions triggering, like.
He told me to buy this book that, like, explains all of that.
Yeah, but a lot of doctors believe that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so
we just looked at the time, so
yeah, guys. We've been talking for a while.
We did not realize it was, like,
yeah,
exactly, like, an hour now.
Yeah. I hope you guys liked this episode. We talked about a lot of different things.
Yeah, this is just...
Okay, guys, so thanks for listening to our first ever podcast. I hope you enjoyed all of our stories and all the different topics we talked about.
Yeah, so just make sure to follow us on our Instagram page at like.podcast. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye!